DJ Andrew is going live now. Going live now. On the Spectrum 23.9. Here he is.
Hey, everybody. We got a new guest host in the studio. Is thinking about joining us. You want to say hi to everybody?
Yep. Hi, everybody. My name is Dominic Brenner, and I'm just job shadowing here. And I want to take an interest in radio business. See, I wanted to work for the radio station at WPGW in Portland, Indiana. And,
Go on. You're doing great. You're doing great. I was gonna say the fun thing is that I honestly thought I was gonna be okay with doing an introduction with you, but you just kind of took it from the beginning and that's the thing about radio is that you have to own up to being on air. So you're saying though about Portland, Indiana. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the radio station there?
Yes. So it's in Portland, Indiana. It's called WPGW. It's at 1891 in 67, Portland, Indiana 47371. And I know who the names of the staff. Oh, trust me. You got from Rob Weaver to Eric Catterly to Jeffrey O to Ed Thurman. Okay, let's see. Ed Thurman, Rob Weaver, Ed Thurman, Rob Weaver, Eric Catterly, Jeffrey O. Honestly, I just listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Sometimes. They're on three stations, AM 1440, FM 105.3, that's PG 14. Then you got the one that's on the FM dial. I mean, 105.3 FM is on the same dial, PG 14, that is on the same FM dial, but it's on 105.3 FM. But then you got from 100.9, which is J Country 101. And the differences between those is FM 100.9, they do country music. Then on FM 105.3, which is also AM 1440, they do oldies. So. Yeah.
Well, thank you, bro. Thank you. Dominic, what type of music So what type of music does the Portland station play? They're on different dials, right?
Yeah, different dials.
Yeah. What is their format like? Is it talk radio? Is it basically you can just develop like your own show?
I think, yeah, what I want to do in the future at that radio station is, just be, like a radio host, you know, like talking about the weather, then, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Well, so this next hour, Dominic is here with us here on Spectrum Radio. So we're going to kind of help him, minus the music, or not, or actually, I shouldn't say help him because, like, you know, he kind of already knows, you know, how to do a radio show, it seems like. So we're going to let Andrew spin the tunes, and Dominic is going to be guest hosting. He's going to be asking me questions and, you know, perhaps maybe do a weather report if you feel comfortable with that. Yeah.
Have a good time,
buddy. Yep, just sit back, relax, stay tuned. We're here until 1:30 with Dominic here on Spectrum Radio. And Andrew is spinning the tunes right here on Spectrum Radio. Like I said, 23.9, we're retiring. And then 96.9 will be on the radio dial here by the fall. Stay tuned.
All right, let's get back to your old school one RB one shower.
Now, on the Spectrum 23.9, here he is.
Hey, everybody, back on. How is everybody doing? We'll go back to our guest host. Is job showering us. Here he is.
Ready for our cause. Okay, so, number one. What type of attire do you typically have to wear for this job?
That actually is one of the questions I was not expecting, honestly. So I kind of based my uniform policy kind of just based on based on other radio stations that I've worked for. I make it very, very casual. So yeah, you're welcome to dress casually, or if you want to, you know, wear like a hoodie or brain Hasman hotel, attire, here you're more welcome to.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I'm wearing the Sonic the Hedgehog, one of the Sonic shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, number two. What got you interested in radio broadcasting?
So I would say that honestly, kind of similar to the story that you've just shared, because Dominic came to us from a Portland radio station. A Portland radio station. It's WPGW, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. WPGW.
Yeah. They're a student run radio station as well. And when I was in high school at Homestead, we had WCYT. And that is kind of like how I got my start into radio. Also because I had a big online following, I told my friends to listen to me on WCYT because I don't think I've told the story many times, but like I told them to listen to WCYT because I found out we were going to be on the air 24/7. And so I promoted it. And I was like, hey, listen to me on WCYT.org. And it only turned out to be that they were going to be broadcasting 24/7, not online broadcasting. So my brother and I actually started our own online station that same weekend. And it just kind of kicked off from there. So I would say between, you know, kind of being on air on the student-run radio station, the student-run radio station, and also just kind of that exposure on with the station that my brother and I started was how I got my start.
Okay. So next question, with knowing what you know, what is something that you have done differently?
I would say treat my employees better and treat them with the transparency that they deserve, because a lot of the stations that I've worked with, well, I'd say really only one station I worked with right now, They're going through some financial, I don't even know if there's financial issues, but like, you know, they just decide just to, oh, hey, we're going to can you. And you know, it's just so like unexpected. Like, obviously I understand that companies are going to go through financial issues. And I mean, I definitely think that with the fact with our structure, we're about to be, we can both be listener supported and ad supported. I feel like if we're in the financial ruins that these stations are, you know, which honestly they're just making cutbacks. That's just what it is. So I honestly feel like, you know, yeah, just kind of, my main point is I'm going to stick with the, I've learned to be transparent with my audience and with my staff about the direction that we need to go in, because, you know, I'm always honest. Like, you know, if you make me upset, I'm going to say it to your face. Like, you know, that you said something wrong. Like, I'm not going to, you know, piggyback. So yeah, I say I've learned to be kind to your employees.
Ah, okay.
You're good.
Question 4. What does your day today look like?
So right now, I'd say my day-to-day life right now kind of looks like working at Amazon 4 days out of the week, because I have to work there while I'm supporting, getting the station and growing. So I work Amazon for 10-hour days a week normally, going in like at leaving my house or waking up about 8:30 and going to the Amazon warehouse about 10 o'clock, and then about 10:30-ish I load my van and I can start delivering to houses, and then after that I'm usually home by like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, where I usually just relax in the comfort of my room, watch, you know, like, well, my series, like Seinfeld, I also like The Simpsons, or I'll play a game of Sonic or Magic the Gathering. So really after that, all my days off, I just kind of, I just kind of save my time for the radio station and watching it grow and trying to get those funders.
Interesting. I usually like sometimes watch like Phineas and Ferb, SpongeBob, or, you know, anything else. And I play Sonic, Mario, and Mario Brothers, yeah.
Nice. What is your favorite game console?
A game console?
Yeah.
I don't know. I play the Nintendo Switch, like on the Switch 1, not the Switch 2. The thing that came out last year.
Yeah.
2025. I don't own a Switch 2, but I own a Switch 1. So I just, there's this like emulation thing called, yeah, like there's like Nintendo Switch Online, and then where you can play like NES, Super NES, N64, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance. Then you got, all right, let's see, NES, N64, Super Nintendo. Well, let's just say that the Nintendo plus the Sega Genesis are there. Mm-hmm. So my favorite console, I don't know. It's just, I'm just gonna have to go with Switch here. I don't know. I mean,
you can ask him another question, and then we'll go back to music.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question. Okay. Question five. How did you overcome the hurdles with your disability when it comes to your career?
So, I honestly feel like a lot of my disability, you know, like with me, like stuttering and whatnot, like, you know, that it kind of, I've noticed that it goes away when I'm behind the microphone. And I think that's just because, like, I feel like, you know, safe, you know, like, you know, kind of by the microphone, because, like, I don't, I mean, for the most part, I can't see the listeners that are listening to us, you know, so, like, you know, I like, that's not really in the back of my mind. Also, you know, kind of like how Andrew and I interact with one another, like, you know, I really love doing shows, radio shows, that I am interacting with other people. Because, like, you know, when I do a show alone, it's kind of hard to kind of bounce, like, ideas off of myself if no one is calling in or whatever. So, but I also feel like too that, like, I don't know if this is, actually, okay, yeah. I was gonna touch on a subject, but I see in one of your future questions that I could answer that. But it also kind of helps me with my diagnosis to support others on the spectrum, which we'll dive into that in one of your future questions. All right, well, Andrew, so we'll be back with Dominic and myself in just a little bit. Which, Dominic, what would you like your DJ name to be?
The DJ what?
Your DJ name.
Come up any name you want. Mine is just Andrew. You can come up as Dominique. You can call Little Dominique. You can call yourself Little Dominate. You can do Big Dominate. Whatever you want to come up.
Yeah.
With. Just think about it. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I would call myself the.
You can call yourself Sonic.
Well, Sonic. Let him finish. Let
I think what I'll probably do is I might come up with some nicknames, like either the Radio Man or. The D-Man. Or one in combination, the Radio Man.
Ha! I love that.
I think that would probably be a better nickname, the Radio Man.
The Radio Man. I love that. All right, well, the Radio Man and I will be back right here on Spectrum Radio. that's going to be hard to kind of, you know, to get out of repetition, because we're not 23.9 anymore. We're Spectrum Radio. Stay tuned.
Yep, stay tuned.
All right, this will be your last song for your old school and R&B one child, and then we'll go back to your boy ID.
DJ Andrew is going live now. Going live now. On the Spectrum 23.9.
All right, here we're going to pass it over to the Radio Man. It's a guest host DJ today. He's Josh Shadowing, and he's going to ask DJ Grammy a few questions before we get out of here. Here he is.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dominic the Radio Man Brenner, and here we are. Here we go. Okay, question number six. Question six. What is the most stressful part of your job?
So I would honestly say that, you know, even though most of my days are spent at Amazon, in terms of the most stressful job or part of this job is all my days off. I'm usually like scrolling left and right for different grants that we can apply to in businesses that would like to sponsor us. And the struggle of that is that I don't sometimes know what they're gonna say, and I don't. And also, part of the most stressful thing is that, like, I have to go out of my comfort zone to talk to these people, you know. But that's kind of the part of the business, you know. So I would say that is probably the most stressful part of the job. Is just doing that. So, hopefully that answers your question.
Okay. So,
ask them another question. Just pick random questions.
Okay. what is? Okay. One of the questions is, how do you use to help individuals on the spectrum or with disabilities feel comfortable sharing their stories?
I'm a facilitator of an autism group, an autism group. That we do social outings, and we do a casual conference kind of type of meeting every second Monday of the month. I really believe that it's helpful for everyone that for example job shadows, you know, here. What I've noticed is that basically, you know, they'll come in kind of shy, kind of like how, you know, Mr. Ryu DJ here, you know, did today earlier. I take it from being behind the microphone, you know, like that they, you know, like that they are just so comfortable, you know, like with, that they're just so comfortable with being behind the microphone, it helps them develop, you know, those social skills. So I'd say both from Radio for a Cause, Radio for a Cause, and also just kind of my, autism support group, that kind of really helps out people.
All right, go ahead, buddy. You can keep going, and we'll go back to music after this question.
Okay. So,
Well, just keep like it rolling.
How do you balance the responsibilities for the radio and the nonprofit?
So I will admit that I would say that before acquiring this new our new goal of broadcasting on 96.9, which is going to happen, mind you, it was a lot more easier to balance the nonprofit and my Amazon full-time job. But now it's kind of a little more tougher because I'm faced with, obviously, okay, I know I have to pay the bills and work at Amazon, but, you know, I also need to be here at the office, or I'm dealing with other events, that we're hosting, so that part definitely is a little bit more challenging. That definitely is a little bit more challenging, to kind of take care of. So that's the part of kind of challenging part, is just kind of trying to balance that. So,
all right, we'll be back after the song. We'll be back after the song to say goodbye to everybody. Stay tuned.
Yep.
DJ Andrew is going live now. Going live now. On the Spectrum 23.9.
We're back here on Spectrum 23.9, but it's radio. Now it's Spectrum Radio, but we're waiting on DJ Grammy to get back in. So, check out Tin Caps, I guess. But here he comes. We're gonna end it with a few questions, and then we're gonna get out of here. So let's wrap it up here. Here's Finney's last two questions, and then we're gonna say goodbye to everybody. Here it is.
Hello, I'm Dominic the Radio Man Brenner back here, and here's our two last questions. Okay, one question. Can you explain more about the underage radio training program?
Although technically we still technically have the program, this was actually developed by one of my other former business partners, Caden Gordon, in Massachusetts. And again, kudos here to the DJ man for doing his research on this. But basically what it was basically during COVID, when we kind of started helping or starting doing more remote things like the Sunday Remix, which was done by Skype, by Zoom, basically we were able to train people remotely on how to do a radio show. And the underage radio training program really kicked off or really took off a lot in Michigan. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember who the instructor was that we kind of started off with, but we met Robert and Lisa Kramer from that program, because at the time I think he was at least 18. So really, by definition, what we meant by underage was under 21. I think the youngest person we had was like 17, but we did that because Caden Gordon himself was Andrew. Like how old do you think Caden was when we, cause he's 21 now or yeah, 21 now. So, he was probably definitely at least 17, when we started this. So, because they he was a senior in high school. So that is how the underage program training program for radio started.
Okay,
go ahead, ask me another question.
Here's the final question. What is one piece of advice you have received that helped you in your career?
So I would definitely say don't give up. That's really the one piece of advice I would say, because and I say that because here we are, and this is a perfect question to kind of close out on, because here we are, we've been broadcasting on 23.9, which is just via an app on your Apple and Google devices in Alexa for like nearly a decade. And, you know, where you can hear DJ Andrew, we can hear DJ Robert, the Blue Ranger. You can hear myself, you can hear Jacob, you can hear, hopefully Dominic at some point, you know, like more often, than none. And here we are nearly a decade after starting Amplifying Voices, and we're busy acquiring 96.9 FM, you know, which that was really a struggle too, kind of keeping that under wraps, because they're like, oh man, I really want to tell people that this is happening, because, you know, because like, you know, because the ball kind of really started to move once they, like, once Ann's Radio Group, you know, fired and let go of multiple, B96.9. That's really when the ball started to move, and you know, but obviously I understand why, because you need to be somewhat confidential, but and yet I still think that there are some people that don't believe that it's happening, but I will tell you that the SEC paperwork is going to be filed probably by the end of the month. So it's amazing that it's amazing, but it's also humbling that it's taken this long, because I feel like it's meant to be. It's meant to be, because, you know, I've had so many different insiders tell me at this point that that this is the best window to take as a startup, because we're getting a good deal out of this, because essentially, and maybe, and I'm gonna give extra credit points to Dominic if he knows this for a fact. But so if he's done his research on on full power FM, limited FM, and FM translators, basically we're falling under the FM translator, which means that you can only broadcast or rebroadcast a AM or FM signal. So kind of similar to what WPGW is doing. They're brought, you know, like, yeah. I can probably verify that their 100.9 FM signal is probably the FM translator signal, and their 1440 AM signal is the originator signal. Because obviously we fall under just a streaming broadcast, we would have to either start new, like build out a completely new station with FCC approval, of course, or we would have to lease an HD signal from a provider. So, and that's what Ann's Radio Group is allowing us to do, is that we're going to be able to broadcast something new on their HD signal, because obviously we're not as lucky as WPGW. Yeah. It's a tongue twister. And, you know, I'm not used to saying that. So, it's a blessing, because obviously, you know, not having anything out there broadcasting, you know, it's been a struggle. So, but I definitely want to thank Dominic for taking the time and doing his research, which, again, extra credit on him regardless, because of all of our applicants, none of our applicants have done this much research on us. At the most, someone might come in with like 5 questions to ask me, you know, during like a job interview. Do you have a job right now, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope, I don't. I have a job.
So I will say that, you know, he's definitely well on his way. Like he will definitely make a job applicant or make a great job applicant for whatever job he wants to do, because he does his research and he came out strong. So I appreciate you and your research, Dominic. Is there anything that is there anything that you want to let us know as we close out our broadcast this afternoon?
It's like, yeah, I'm 15. I mean, I don't have a job, but I might end like the job at the radio station when I'm. How old do you have to be at the radio station? I think 18. I assume.
Normally it's 18, but I do know that I mean, you might be able to do, I don't know if
WPGW
has a if they have a remote tech or like a run, well or well, I can almost guarantee you can probably get your foot in the door there, though. Especially since it's local, I'll give you the opportunity to be a volunteer here, like whenever you can make it, within your schedule, obviously, because I know you that you're from Portland and you came. A bit of a way here.
It's
so
like, yeah, it came from Dunkirk, Indiana.
Dunkirk?
Mm-hmm. Dunkirk, Indiana.
It's not too far from Portland, but it's a little tiny town. It's actually the capital of glass. They have a glass museum.
Oh wow, that is that's quite cool. I've never been to that museum, but. But yeah, it sounds like it's a tiny, tiny town. So, but yeah, I welcome you to our offices whenever you would like to join us again for a broadcast. So
I would love to do that.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll talk to your behavioral consultant, and we'll set something up. So yeah, thank you to Summer for letting this happen in PQC. One of our great sponsors here at Spectrum Radio. So for those of you streaming us on air, Brendan is going to be joining us next here on Spectrum Radio. It will be a talk-like show. So stay tuned for that. But we're going to get back to music for a short period of time while we kind of transition to that, between those shows. But for all of us here at Spectrum Radio, for myself, John Graham, and for Andrew.
All right, guys. See you guys. Adios.
All right. See you, DJ.
All right. See you guys.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Broadcasting live, this is Spectrum 23.9 in Fort Wayne, Indiana, powered by PQC Trains, on a mission to empower, encourage, and explore in Indiana by helping